Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, then, to the second hour of The Golden Years with your host, Kev Resley, that's me. Two beautiful crackers to start with then this afternoon. They are from the 50s, Anne Breen, Pal of My Cradle Days. This song was introduced by a friend of mine who has now passed away, God bless him, Barry Pritchard from Romarsh in Rotherham. I miss you, Pa. And we start with the Carpenters on this one, and this is Only Just Begun.
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
Dreamed and you planned all for me.
everything for me. I stole the gold from your hand. I put the silver threads there. I don't know any way I could ever repay that of my cradle days. Latest friend, dearest pal, it was me who caused you every sorrow and heartache you knew. Your face so fair, I have wrinkled with care. I placed every line that is there. Everything for me. I stole the gold from your hand. I put the silver threads there. I don't know any way I could ever repay.
Breen right there then, and Pal of My Cradle Days. And this one, I like this kind of music, and I can't remember the last time I played anything like this. The title of the piece is called Morning Mood. It is Edvard Grieg. I hope you enjoy this, it's beautiful. Get your copper, enjoy. Yes, indeedy, Edvard Grieg, and again, Morning Mood. It's beautiful. It's one of those songs where you have to cut off. You know, one of those pieces of music, I should say, where you cut off and you kind of go into your own world, to be honest. It's beautiful. Great listening to it with headphones on, I tell you that. It's Brian Adams' Run to You. Bon Jovi and Sugarland, Who Says You Can't Go Home. They are on Sheffield Live right now.
Blind eye. million miles away or just a mile up the road. Take it in, take it with you when you go. Who says you can't go home? Who says you can't go back? Been all around the world, and as a matter of fact, there's only one place left I wanna go. Who says you can't go home? It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Who says you can't go home? It's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright, it's alright. Who says you can't?
Brian Adams then, and of course Run to You. There's a four in this next section then, and they are Tiffany, Think We're Alone Now, Reef, great song, Place Your Hands, that's what I put down on the script, I think that should be, to be fair, Place Your Hands, and before that then is A Couple from Greece. I remember back in 1977 going to see Greece at the ABC Cinema on Angel Street. Sheffielders, do you remember that? This is Greece.
I got chills, them boats are flying. Beating up.
back in time then on this one, and it wouldn't be the same if we didn't do that. A bit of fun in the middle, in reverse play, they are Wham and Freedom. Black Lace, oh, okie, okie, cokie, I'm gonna turn around, but yes, you got the idea. And we start with ABBA, ladies and gents. This is Gimme, Gimme, Gimme.
Gimme, gimme, gimme a man after midnight. Take me through the darkness, to the break of the day. your whole self in, your whole self out. In, out, shake it all about. Do the okie dokie and you turn around. That's what it's all about. Wait for it.
Baby, you do.
Yes, indeed. Sheffield Live 93.2 on the dial. Brings us to the end of the show then. We finished off with Wham and Freedom there. I'm going to finish off a little bit various sections of the show, but as it happens this week, it's on the end. And my colleague on Sheffield Live, Chris Zanelli, we've got together and we've decided on something called Rant of the Week. And this week's Rant of the Week is gig prices. When you go and see your favourite artist, should it really cost that much? I'll leave you with this and I'll catch you next week. Until then, take care of yourselves. Ta-ra.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Rant of the Week. And we are joined by Kevin Resley. Good afternoon, Kevin. How are you?
Hi, Chris. How's things this week?
I've got something to moan about. I mean, I'm sure everybody does. But this is a specific topic about bands.
Let's just explain how this works, guys. Rant of the Week. Chris will give me a question. This week he's given it me at random. I've got no idea what Chris is going to ask me. And likewise, the week after from me. So over to you, Chris.
Okay, so I mentioned a bit of a clue I said about bands, but I'm not just talking about any band. But there has been a couple of singers and that has been known to do this, actually. And I've got to talk about the recent band that has been reunited by two brothers, actually. And goes by the name Gallagher's. So, as you know, I mean, it's been about 15 years since they last toured together after a huge feud, and now they've reunited, and they're now working together as a little band, called Oasis.
Indeed. There's a bit of controversy in it, ticket price-wise and such like.
Yes, I mean, to say ticket price-wise, I mean, it sold out within minutes, which we all expected it to do. I mean,
I'm looking for them, I have to tell you.
Well, I think, to be honest, I think when you see a legendary band like that, I mean, from the 1990s, and I think you kind of knew it was going to sell like hotcakes. And people have been queuing for 3 to 4 hours on Ticketmaster.
That's not too bad, though, is it? Tickets were about a tenner, weren't they?
Oh, well past a tenner. Well past a tenner. Let's just say cheapest one was about £150. £150 for one ticket. That's just one ticket.
So let's get this right then. £150, you go with a wife, you go with a girlfriend, or you go with a family. £500-600 gone, whoosh.
So, and to say, I mean, it's a lot of money. And from what I've also read as well, how much they are going to make out of it, Oasis, they are going to make out of this tour £200 million.
£200 million
for this tour.
What about the prices going up though, Chris? Various prices are out there. Surely that's all wrong, isn't it?
I think it's disgusting. I think it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, you're telling me, I mean, you're going to get scalpers, unfortunately. I mean, this is what they call them. Scalpers. They'll try and get tickets. They're probably not bothered about seeing Oasis. They don't want, you know, they're more interested in what money they can make out of it. And then what they do is they try to resell the tickets to the public, and yet they're selling them for about 4,000, 5,000 upwards. I mean, it could be even more for all we know. It could be even up to
10,000. What's the answer to stop this then? What? I mean, how do we stop this carry on?
Unfortunately, it's not down to us, unfortunately. We can't do anything about it. It's unfortunately, it's up to the government to stop things like that. But
so what are you saying? Do we need legislation now on ticket sales, perhaps?
I'd say so, because, I mean, the price what scalpers are charging for, and, I mean, it's not even a... And to say that, it's not even a guarantee that you're going to be able to get into the studio, to the actual arena, to see Oasis. For all we know, they could be selling a fake ticket to a fully sold-out show, and yet you come all that way to wherever you came from like, you could come all the way from Scotland, all the way to London, or wherever you came from, to find out that your ticket's invalid. And I don't think that's fair.
If you'd got the money to go and see Oasis, what would you pay up to? Where would you say that's kind of enough? I'm done now.
Well, you're talking about a 2-3 hour show, roughly, about. I mean, got to perform in there. Greatest songs and all that, and but I would say, I mean, to go and see him reasonably, I'd say about up to 20-30 quid a ticket.
Right.
Not this, and this is my opinion. I mean, if you're a massive fan like that, you want to go and meet. If you do like meet and greets, then obviously charge a little bit more, like probably about 50-60 quid. That's to do meet and greets and stuff like that. But to actually go and see him in concert, I mean, and it's a once in a lifetime, possibly once in a lifetime opportunity, depending on who the artist is. I mean, and it's not, I'm not just talking about Oasis, I'm talking about everybody, all singers in general. I'd say about 20-30 quid for standard entry. And if you want to go and do meet and greets, then possibly a little bit more. But
yeah, I'll go with a meet and greet, because, it's what you're wanting beyond the concert. Yeah. So I would go with an extra charge on that, whoever that'll be. But then again, that can't be a ridiculous price either, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, think about this. I mean, I'm not going offside of Oasis, though. I mean, Bruce Springsteen, he came to Hyde Park. And they were charging £350 a ticket, just for one ticket. I mean, and Barbra Streisand, I mean, she's one of the legendary singers out there who's been there nearly 1960s, 1970s, even maybe 1950s. I'm not exactly sure on that. Sorry, Barbara, if you're watching. But I've got to say, but I mean, to go and see her is about £500 a ticket upwards.
And is it a case, Chris, that after all these years, their bank balance is low, really, and maybe they're going for a quick buck? Is it, or should it be down to the artist to say the tickets will be no more than XYZ? Does it start with a band? Because the promoters, it can be a grey area. But if the band says the tickets are XYZ, do you think that would work?
You see, it's difficult, really. I mean, you don't know if it's the artist that's saying that, or whether it's the music promoters or the agents. We don't know. We don't know the full story. I mean, I can't really say, oh, it's Barbra Streisand, no, it's Cher, or it's Duran Duran, it's them that's asking for the ticket prices to higher up. We don't know, because, I mean, we don't know how it works. I mean,
Of Oasis at this time, to be fair, the band themselves have released a statement. Don't quote me on this word for word, but it goes something like, in a nutshell, we didn't charge that price. Our agents did, as in Ticketmaster and etc. Well, that's this week's rant, folks, from me and Chris. Not only Oasis, but other band as well. Do we get charged too much? We'd love your input below. Who did you go and see? When? And how much did it cost? And more to the point, was it worth it? We'll speak to you all again soon until, well, next week when it's the next round. Could be about anything. Transport, Sheffield, size of my big toe. I doubt it, but there you go. So from Chris.
It's goodbye. But also, I want to say one more thing as well. And also, I want to say, if there was anybody that you would love to see in the near future.
How much would you pay, yeah.
How much would you pay? And who? And also, who would it be and why? And also, how much, like you say, how much do you think they're worth paying for? That's my last question for you. So
that was the rant goodbye. Of the week then, from Chris and myself, price of tickets for gigs. I'll speak to you next week. Ta-ra.
Ta-ra.
At Millip Tifty there lived a man in the neighbourhood of Fivey, and he had a fine lovely daughter dear whose name was Bonnie Annie. Her bloom was like the springing flower that hails the rosy morning, with innocence and grace likewise, a lovely face adorning. Now Fivey had a trumpeter whose name was Andrew Lammy, and he had the art for to gain the heart of Miller Tifty's Annie. Proper he was, both young and gay, his like was not in Fivey, nor was one there that could compare with this same Andrew Lammy.